And I try to get away with the way how God communicate us. And I would say, in my understanding, primary God speak to us by His word, or by His spirit, or can be different kind. Also, He speak to us through dreams and vision, also through His people. And one of the primary, I would say, let turn with me in Job chapter 33. So we're going to read from verse 13 through 16. And I don't like Book of Job, be honest with you. I don't want to read it sometime, but I done great study on that. It's not fun. Book of Job, I would say the oldest book in the Bible. Most people agree on that. I'm going to start from verse 13 through 16. And let's read it. Verse 14, I'm sorry, verse 14. For God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man perceives not. Sometimes He speaks to us like we can't even hear it. He's speaking, I'm talking about myself, I can't hear Him. So sometimes like once, twice, sometimes third time, and then continue verse 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon man, in slumbering upon the bed, then He opens the ears of man and seals their instruction. Hallelujah. And we know throughout scripture, we see that we don't take dreams. I'm talking about what's talking about concern, focus on dream. He speaks to us through dreams. Last time I talked a little bit about dreams, but I'm going to focus go on the only dreams today, because we see throughout scripture, throughout the Bible, from we start to see from Jacob, the Lord, appeared to him in a dream, and he said, "Oh man, this place is holy." And the angel of the Lord up and down in his dream, his song, and that's how he know God. And then we saw Joseph, right? Joseph never had encounter with God, talk to God, or God give him a word, but he held to all two dreams. And we go to Genesis. Let read, and we'll see how the impact. So in the old days, like, God speak to people in dream. Anyone, He speaks to anybody. He speak to King Nebuchadnezzar. He speak to King Pharaoh. Now, dream is very important. If we look through the history, it's a warning sign. It for deliverance. It also for ministry. In Paul chapter 16, verse 9, 10, talking about when they're about to go to this place, and then the Lord, in the night vision, God gave him a dream. He said, "No, you got to go to Laodicea church. Don't go there. Don't go to that place." But these people are ready. Now, without dream, and how can Paul be effective in his ministry? You see that how dream important. So what I'm talking about, the important, the dream that can be warning, can be deliverance, can be effective in ministry, and can be preserving life. Imagine, let's go to Genesis. I'm going to see Genesis 37 from verse 5 through verse 11. And we see this, God speak to us one, twice, we don't hear it. And then He has to speak to us in dream. And now we know that in Joel chapter 2 verse 28 also talk about this, the way the Lord, like when we sleep, like our body sleep, a rest, but our mind, our spirit is still awake. Go to Genesis chapter 37. We see this is how the Lord spoke to Joseph, and this is Joseph telling his dream. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. They hated him because they understood what the dream mean. When the wheat fall, all the wheat fall, and he stood up, they knew exactly what the meaning of it. They knew exactly. Dream is not hard to be understood. Now, some can be. I will show a little bit some interpretation of dreams, and if we pay attention in the dream, what we see. So basically, these people in the old day, they know exactly what meaning of the dream. Now, not all dream is from God. We must recognize that not all dreams from God, but there are dreams that from God. That how we know that it's sometimes stir up, just like go to Pharaoh, And he couldn't, I mean, he was troubled when the dream hit him, you know, seven cows and thin cow and it swallow up like seven fat cow. And this dream, he said, he never seen it, this dream starting up. And if nobody can interpret that, all the musician going to be dead. Right? It's serious dream. It's serious dream. So, and the same to Nebuchadnezzar, the same thing. And when Joseph told his dream to his brethren, of course, they hate him the more. And then he said to them, here I pray thee, this dream which I have dreamed, for behold, this is talking about his dream. And you go to verse 9, the second dream, okay? And he dreamed yet another dream. This is verse 9. Genesis 37, verse 9, another dream. And he told it to his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed. And a dream, another dream, basically. And behold, the sun and the moon. They know exactly this is his father, his mother. They know the interpretation of the dream. The sun, the moon, and, you know, and the stars. 11 stars, talking about his brethren, made a vision to me. And behold, and he told it to his father and his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to the earth? They knew exactly when he told them this dream. But this is only like God spoke to Joseph only two times in the dream. He lived by it. And we know that later he interpreted the dream. God warned Pharaoh for the dream, the famine to come. And imagine if he did not have the dream. Imagine that if God, they don't, if they, Pharaoh didn't take the dream seriously, guess what? All of them going to die. Jacob going to die because there's no sustain. And when the famine hit, there's no one can sustain. But because God used dream to speak to his people, because speak one, we can hear it. Speak to us, we can't perceive it. That's when he started speaking to us. And for my life to be true, the first time when God showed me, I recognized he spoke to me all the time in my dreams because I can't hear him. The first time when he spoke to me as I was escaping, you know, my story from Vietnam to Cambodia before we got caught, we got arrested from Cambodian government. And that night God gave me a dream. I still remember today vividly that dream. I saw a big, huge river, flooded river, and the man hold my friend. He said, Jet, step on the bank. And before I step it, I turned to the right. There's nobody. Turned to the left, nobody. Behind, nobody. Only me. He said, go. When I step on the water, water become dry land. That's dream. That's how it brought me to America. That God spoke to me. I'm the only one going to make it. My group, they knew exactly. When I told them that morning, the dream is very important. Sometimes we take it lightly. So we see this. If Pharaoh didn't pay attention, he knew this dream is serious. He knew this is God's trying to say something to him, trying to say something important. He recognized, he noticed, but he needs interpretation. But interpretation, the dream only comes from God. So God give us dream and vision. This is not primary that he speak to us because it is safe when God speak to our word. But sometimes we need further than the word of God. You know, imagine in the old day, they don't have the word of God. Joseph didn't have five book of, Joseph didn't have the word of God. What are you going to have in your life? How he recognized God is with him. Because God spoke to, I believe, through his father Jacob, telling him that this is God going to be with us, with our children. They're going to bless us. This is a blessing that Isaac has blessed us. And Jacob was telling his children about the angel of the Lord and thing that the God of Abraham, Isaac, you know, he knew that. And I believe that Joseph, no doubt that his God is with me. Now, God never talked to him just like talked to Moses. Moses like talked face to face. He never had that encounter. Never, ever. All he had encountered with God through dreams, two dreams. And we also see that when God showed Solomon, Solomon didn't hear God like David. Solomon did not hear God the way David. David is man. I mean, he's prophet. David is prophet. That's the reason he hear God. He hear God. But Solomon, he did not hear God, except two times God appeared to him in a dream. First King chapter, because of time's sake, I'm just give some scripture you can write down and you can look it up at home. First King chapter 3, when after the, all the sacrifice and Solomon was made in, to the Lord, and then that night God showed up in his dream. He said, ask what you want. basically, what do you want? I give everything that you ask. But he's so wise. His request was so wise. Give me understanding heart. God's so pleased with his request. And God said, because you're not asking for the life of your enemy, the head of enemy, but you ask for wisdom, how to take care of my people. I'm not only give you wisdom, but I give you riches and honor. That's attitude. But another thing that God put condition in the dream that God spoke to Solomon, if you walk in my way, you obey my command, you will have long life. But he added that condition. Therefore, Solomon didn't have long life. David has long life. But Solomon didn't have long life because yes, if you continue walk like your father David, not go to after other God. We know this his story that he go after God. Because and then 1 Kings chapter 3, and then also later God revealed to him another time in and then 1 Kings chapter 11, when God rebuke him, God was angry with Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 11, and if you read from verse 9, and God angry with Solomon because God appeared to him twice in his dream, and he disregarded, and he did not value that. That's the reason God angry with him, and he go after the thing of the world instead of honoring God. Because Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3 and 4, the Lord spoke to children of Israel, you shall not enter or marry another people out of the covenant. Whoever do that, because the Lord said, the day you did that, the heart of your wife will dry away your heart following me. Basically, like you, the women, they will serve, turn the heart of men after another God. Basically, you know, turn away from God. That's the reason God doesn't want his children. But Solomon discard, he didn't pay attention. He didn't do the warning of the word of God. So this we see the word of God. Therefore, Solomon didn't hear God. He's the wisest king on earth before Jesus. But only two times God showed up in a dream, he changed his entire life. Now, if we would pay attention, something God spoke to us would change entire our life in a dream. Because sometimes we can't hear it, just like Solomon, just like we see that that's major, major player in like Joseph and Solomon. Solomon, God granted him all his requests. I mean, his request one, but God gave him even more than that because only he encountered in the dreams. Every dream, if we would pay attention, God would speak to us. Sometimes I can't hear God speak to me. And I asked him, for instance, recently, if I didn't pay attention, Daisy's mom would die. Seriously, and in a dream I saw, in my dream I was praying for Daisy mom. I don't know what to do, you know, her condition, she kind of lonely, and she's here but her heart in Vietnam. And I pray, we share, Daisy and I, we pray, been praying a lot for her. And so at night the Lord gave me a vision, gave me a dream for her. I went into her house at night, just like in my dream. So I went to her house just like small, like about this section, just small about this section. And there was refrigerator, and there was gas line. There was like a kitchen, right? Kitchen and gas line and all the kitchen. So in my dream, I saw she just pluck up all the energy, like gas to cook. She just pluck it all off. And then their air conditioning was leaking from the top into the floor into her house. And I woke up the dream and I told Daisy, I did not understand fully. But one thing I know, kitchen is the heart, is the living place in the house, or the heart of your condition, the center of your heart, because kitchen produce life, daily life. If we don't have kitchen, we can't have food. I don't know, some of you renovated your kitchen. Have you renovated your kitchen? I did it for 2 weeks. Can't cook, nothing, no food. No food, no food. We don't have anything to eat. We just go out and eat. It's not the same when you have kitchen. You appreciate after you finish your kitchen renovating. I was. So the Lord showed me this, and I started praying, pondering. And then suddenly Daisy mom got sick again. Daisy took her to emergency, and they said that, oh, she got the same thing last time. We need to treat the same way last time. They have to put something from her IV, or how you call it, up to her heart. That's a serious thing. She did it like December and January. I forgot exactly. January, February. And I was praying, and Daisy talked to me, what should we do? I said, oh no, we're not going to let her stay. And I started praying about it, and they said, this is not right. Something's not right. And I pray about it, and we said, we're not going to let her stay in hospital. This is serious. And I started praying, and we took action. I said, Grandma, we need to talk to you. That's Saturday morning. Friday, we took her to hospital, and Saturday, we talked with her. We need to send her back. But I felt that we need to send her back. And then later, the Lord brought me back the story, the dream that he had for me. I also forgot it, but I know something serious happening, and I sense it's not right. And Daisy said, we got to send mom to back Vietnam, and it's emergency, kind of emergency, if stay here. And then we send her back to Vietnam, and the Lord reminded me the dream. So when she went back to Vietnam, they were diagnosed that she had kidney disease that caused her bladder infection. So if, in the hospital right here, they just treat bladder infection. Imagine if you continue to treat the symptom, the root is still there, she's going to die. So I remember when all the plucked out, the energy, the life from her is sucking up, all the light it plucked up, that means she's going to die. That's it. There's no other option. She's going to die in short time. Small angle, small space, that means short time. So that's God give me an interpretation. So we can pray that Daniel, God give Daniel interpretation of dream. Also, Jacob, we can look at Daniel chapter 1 verse 17. God give Daniel all skill of learning, and God give understand all vision and dreams. So if Daniel can have it, we can have it. All things pertain to life and godliness through knowledge of God, called glory and virtue. We have been given all spiritual blessing. We have been blessed all spiritual blessing, Ephesians 1:3. So imagine if we don't take it seriously, Grandma would die. When it went to Vietnam, they diagnosed it and they treat it the right way. She's fine now. She's fine. 2 weeks now. She's fine. Went back there and treated. So you see that how important this dream. If we didn't pay attention, if we didn't do it proceedingly, if we didn't do it, but she would not make it. All this plucked out from her life. So that's dream so serious. So this day and age, we say, oh, I just had a dream. Oh, who care about dream? And the Lord showed me last Monday, I took Isaac and Sam to the water park. He showed me in the dream at night. I failed to pay attention. I did not pray over it. So the dream is warning. So we had to, if we know them from tactic from enemy, we need to cancel every evil dream. Because the Lord showed me in dream that concerning my kid, and I didn't understand. I didn't pray thoroughly to cancel that. And my son was playing. We have so much fun, and he stepped on water, fell, and cut his head. I have to rush him to urgent care. Thank God. I lay my hand, pray all blood over him and his back, and God just heal him. But it's not crazy, like instead of like concussion, anything, nothing. So I took him to, they able to step over. He was fine. So imagine if I, you see that? I didn't pay attention. I saw the dream. We can pray. When I wake up, I always pay attention to what my dream, and I pray about it. God reveal to me. Sometimes I forget some portion, but what is focus? Let's say in the dream, that what the focus in that dream, that's the meaning of the dream. So the interpretation of dream can be, this. If you see somebody, like you, somebody invite you to their house, that mean somebody got you in their heart. For instance, if I see Ernestine, I've been praying Ernestine, I see Pastor Ernestine invited me to her house, what kind of house she, I was at in that dream, I know the condition of her heart right there, so I can pray for her better. And also can deliver freedom for some people. One of my friend, I minister to him basically like monthly basis. I give a partner with him. He refused to accept. He said, too much. You give me too much. I owe you too much. And I tried to say it. I'm not doing for him, doing for the Lordship. But he did not understand it. So I pray, said, Lord, give me a word. And I got none. I share with him, I pull out scripture, he's a pastor, right? He knows scripture, but it's not really resonating him. That's not the way God wants to talk to him. Well, one night God gave me a dream, and he come to my house in my dream, and he was staying up my upper room. Basically, I honor him in my dream. Upper room, that means honor place. Okay, upper room, honor place. A little bit interpretation right here. And his wife was staying there too. And in the morning, I serve him coffee. I brought coffee to him. And he said, Jed, Brother Jed, I already have it. Basically, he resisting my service. He resisting the honoring that I have for him. And he said, I stay tonight. Really, I'm ready to leave. I say, really, please, come on, man. He says, come to my house. It's tonight. I'm ready to leave. What happened? And then He said, okay, it's fine. I woke up. I know exactly what the meaning. He'd been resisting the blessing of God that God used me to bless him. So when I called him, I said, look, I've been praying for you and I don't have word. This is already 2, 3 years. He's still rejecting me. He's still rejecting, rejecting. And he received, but with like, okay, I have to not willingly, not happily to receive. So I told him the dream. He said, okay, I repent. He said, I repent, brother. I repent. I'm sorry. See, if I don't have that dream, you think that he's going to get it? No. 5 years from today, he will not get it. Because people who, a giver is hard to be a receiver, like my case. The Lord spoke to me recently. We can't receive it if we don't have capacity to the storage, the capacity that we have. We cannot receive it. We receive according to the capacity that we have. I say it again. We can only receive from God the capacity that we have. If we don't have that capacity, we cannot receive from God. Whether finance, whether revelation, whether property, or whether whatever it is, if we don't have that capacity, we cannot receive it. The people who poor, we have poor mentality. There's no capacity to be enlarged, to be increased. So stay poor. Just like Jesus said, you always have poor. If we like addiction, because there's no capacity to receive the miracle. So we ask God to open our capacity. So I touch on that a little bit. So to go back to our dreams. It's important. See, like my friend, now he delivered. Now every time I give to him, it doesn't matter what the amount. Because God asked me to give, it's not about my money. I want to invest in the kingdom. And he said, brother, thank you so much. I said, that's so easy, right? Yes, easy now. Wasn't easy back then. He said, we are my wife and I, we don't know what to say. We don't know how to stop you. This is what we do. We're trying to resist you. But when I shared with that dream, he said, okay, I got it, Lord. I repent. He was repenting in front of the Lord, in front of me. So you see that deliverance. And we see the Paul and Sila when they were ministry. Let's go read in Acts chapter 16, verse 9, 10. So we see better. I'm going to turn it into New King James Version. Acts chapter 16, verse 9, 10. So this is how important dream. We can look different scriptures and look like King Nebuchadnezzar. We look through all the scripture. We see the important, this throughout the Bible, we see how God used dream to deliver his people or even ministry to his people more effectively. This is very important. I believe what God wants us to do is pay more attention. Okay, from verse 9. Okay, verse 9. And vision appeared. Let's read from verse 8 so we can have context. And verse 7. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. What this vision? It's talking about dream. Talking about dream. Dream and vision. Vision, I would say, when you see vivid. And a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over Macedonia and help us. You see, the word is ready. The mystery is ready over there. The place that they want to go is not ready. Now, after they have seen the vision, immediately they sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord has called us to preach the gospel to them. You see that this is effectively in ministry because of the dream that they have, because God showed them, and this is the way that how they can minister more effectively. Sometimes the place is not ready. You can preach the word. It's not due season. People are not going to receive it. But the place that people are ready to receive, you can share, and they got it. And we see Joseph, the same thing. Joseph, Mary. The Lord talked to Joseph. Don't worry, Mary. It's not with somebody's son. It's from God. So he able to accept it. That God spoke to Joseph. And then when the King Herod trying to kill the kid, he said, go to Egypt. The same thing. The angel of the Lord appeared to him, spoke in the dream. And then when the Herod passed away, he said, now time to go back. You are safe now. You see how safety, how protection. So from the dreams. So they take seriously. Now I would say this, the dream come only multitude of business. If you don't have father business, you will not dream. If you don't have dream, that means you don't pray for other people. The people I pray, I have dream about them. Go to Ecclesiastes. Not from now, that book. Chapter 5, verse 3. Ecclesiastes. Is that right? Is that right? How to pronounce it? This is the hardest pronunciation in the Bible. Make it easy, right? Okay. Verse 3 say, for a dream come through. I like King James version in this book. It say better. Make me understand better. Chapter 5, verse 3. Okay. For a dream comes through multitude of business. Multitude of business. If you don't have business caring for the kingdom of God, you will not dream. Or you don't care for people. You may dream for yourself, but it's not like wiring a dream. You, remember Joseph, his dream is not about himself. Because Joseph, he's a leader when he was young. Joseph, he's born a leader when he's young. His father always trust him and said, go see your brother, how are they doing? If he's not leader, how can he know what his brother's doing? He go there and report to his father. His father trusts him. He's a leader, even at young age. He go there and look how your father go and go back report to his father. The dream come because of business that you're carrying. If you don't have business, if we don't care for people, you don't care for the kingdom of God, lightly you don't dream. I don't dream when I don't pray for people. When I pray for people, because concerning the kingdom of God, this is given because of the purpose of God. It's not purpose of man, purpose of God. Not about like, now I heard people like God give them witty invention, do the dream detail. Because God speak to in dream, you see detail. Most of the time, like when you show me detail when speaking dream. And some obstacle, like I know people who come against me in my dream. I would pray. If the people come against me in my dream, I would pray. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their place, let their way to be dark and slippery. We got to be angry sometimes. That's the way of God. Psalm 35, you read Psalm 35 and Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord encamp around those who fear him. Guess what angel do? Protect us. The ministry of angel, that's another subject. I just want to when God showed me in a dream, people who are against me, I'm not against a person. I'm against a spirit that in person. I'm not fight against flesh and blood. I'm against the spirit that used that against me, against my business, against my children. We can cancel the tactic enemy. Because when we know, when God show it in dream, the purpose God give us dream, this is for deliverance, for protection, for the recurring. You know, like when we pray for people, we see that God trying to tell us how we can minister more effectively. Like my friend Case, if I didn't let him know that I can pray for him, I can share the word for him, maybe a thousand times, it won't change. 3 years, 4 years already, I've been doing this in not 1 year. But he said, oh, we don't want to receive. Oh, we don't want to. Oh, yeah. I said, no. But after I shared with dream, you see that how God unlocked, deliver him from the bondage. That's a bondage. He can't receive it because he doesn't have capacity to receive. He just have capacity to give now. If you're just giving, guess what? You end up like me. Nothing. I have nothing to eat. No, we have to receive at the same time and giving at the same time. We have to give and in order of the kingdom of God, there's something you cannot pray and fast to get the result. No, you got to do it. We got to do it. For instance, I told you a little bit in giving. If we want to be freedom from finance freedom, financial freedom, debt free, there's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way by participate. If we don't participate in giving, no way can reach because the money is seed. If we don't plant the crown, Jesus said, if the wheat stand alone, not die, it remain alone. But if it die, I believe in John chapter 12, verse 24, around that. If it die, it fall down and die, it produce much fruit. The same thing with money. Seed, we have to plant it. If you keep it, you only have what you have. Even like you eat it out more, you don't have, but we have to plant it the same. This is talking about money. When you go back, Paul talking about 2 Corinthians, talking about money. Money is seed, but if you don't plant it, it cannot produce. So we have to, the thing we have to do is not thing that we just pray about it. You can fast, you can pray all day long. You can tithe, but sometimes still is not producing as much as, I would say, tithing is starting point. Just 10%. But we need to get beyond that if you want to have beyond that. If you want just enough, yes, you can tithe. You only have enough. We cannot flourish. Money answer all things. I want to talk on the subject that, okay, go back to the dream. When God speaks to us in dream, we are more convinced than he speaks to us by the word. King Nebuchadnezzar, all this disturb him. All the magicians, all the astrologers should be killed if Daniel didn't appear. And Daniel appeared as king. The interpretation is not come from men. I'm not anyone better than Daniel. He's just so wise. He's so wise. He's prophet. He's so wise. He's so nice. And said, no, he gave God the glory. He said, no, interpretation cannot be interpreted by any man. Oh, I have more knowledge or wisdom than any other man. I'm just like, but God give the king the interpretation. You see that when God gave the interpretation, basically God wanted to humble the king. The king didn't take it seriously. So the dream can teach us more than we can learn from, because there's something is not in the Bible. In the Bible is only collective some of the book. There are a lot of book of Enoch is not in the Bible. Epistle from Laodicea is not in the Bible. It's mentioned in the Bible. In book of Jude, it mentioned the book of Enoch. And many other book of Jasper in the King is not in the Bible, but it mentioned. But I believe this, we have more than enough in the Bible, just foundation. But the thing, if we can't believe beyond the Bible, we miss God. I would say we miss God. There are people now, when you're talking about dream and vision like this, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. But guess what? We miss God. God wants to use every resources to help us to grow, to help us to know, to help us how the spirit functioning. And if we fail to realize that we have more than just Holy Spirit, we have more than just, you know, the word. The word, we can get stuck. A lot of people got word, got stuck. They said, they're trying to put God in box, but God is trying to tell us that he speaks to everybody. There are people that are now, most children of the darkness are worse than the children of light, because they understand the scripture. God speaks dream to everybody. He speaks to king, he speaks to people who in tune with him, people who have capacity to receive. Yeah, he speaks to everybody. He used everybody. He used King Cyrus. He's ungodly. He used anybody to advance the kingdom of God. I want to be in that place. I want to be used by God to advance the kingdom of God. Because if people have money, million, billion money they invest in this earth, which is the Bible says that just temporary, how much more we have the Holy Spirit, we can invest in the kingdom of God. You know? But the thing is, God trying to show us these days, reason I believe that if we value the dreams that God can speak. I believe you from today. I will pray God will speak to every one of us in dream. I pray for people in Vietnam. They never had dream before, never. When I pray, but they said, Brother Jen, I pray. God showed me this dream. He was in the battle, a legal battle. God showed him what step, how to take. He was using people in high ranking in authority in Vietnam, couldn't get his land back. But when God showed him all the dream that he should take some step, he did it, he got back all the land. It's strategy of God is better than any strategy that people have, we have, because the wisdom of the way of God is much better. So the Lord doesn't want us to limit, because God speaks to us to hear him by our ear is hard, because sometimes we can't perceive it. Job said, God speak once. Yeah, he speaks twice. No one perceive it. We can't perceive it. Because I'm like, for my case, I'm too carnal. But mostly God spoke to me in dreams. Sometimes he spoke to me in words, sometimes, but I know when God spoke. But when the dream comes, like, imagine like my mother-in-law, if I didn't pay attention to the dream that God gave me, she would be staying here, she would die. If she stayed here 1 week, she won't make it. That's what the doctor said. She won't make it. So we have to go rush her, save her life. I said, Grandma, you should better stay in Vietnam. So another thing is God answer a prayer, remember? So we want her to stay there, because I told Daisy, we should be better if we stay. Because the Bible said that when you're married, you cling to your spouse. And for everybody good. So dream important. From today, I want you to pay attention. But before you go tonight, in order to have dream, you pray for me. 5 minutes in tongue. 5 minutes in tongue. At least 3 minutes. You have prophetic dreams. Because when we pray in spirit, God release his word. Because when we pray in spirit, it's not limited what God can do through us. He can speak to us. He can communicate with us. The purpose of prayer in the spirit is communicate with the way of God communicate. This is a practical point. I'm talking about if we would hold this, I'll tell you, we would go from glory to glory. This is how I conduct my life. But beside hearing God's voice and listen to what God speak to me in dreams. There are some people that I don't know how to minister, or people who I'm supposed to be associated with. I remember one time, two guys, I've been ministering to them, and they want me to be on board with him, but he is not the place that where God, I didn't know spiritually. I know at some point that I can use the word of God as a foundation. They cross some line that they say, oh, I can't speak in tongue if I sign to this paper. I said, that's this red light right there. You should stop. But he just kept going. Before that, the Lord showed me in the dream at night, I was talking his face, but they are just like 2 or 3 years old like this. But their face, the people I'm talking about, their face, basically what that means, they're a baby. They cannot serve God, not qualified. If you don't speak in tongue, if you never speak in tongue, I would say you're not qualified the whole Bible to share in front of groups. I know, kind of radical, but be practical, be real. Because you don't understand scripture, basically, if you're not speaking in tongue. Hard to understand scripture. Now you can have the knowledge, yes, but the truth, the interpretation of the word of God had to be revealed by Holy Spirit. If we don't speak in tongue, it's limited for us to understand the word of God, scriptures, and it's hard to know. Now we go deeper, like go in dream and vision. Also, people right now, the angelic angels, they partner with angels. It's crazy. If you go to some denomination, they say, oh my goodness, this guy too much, too far, they go too far. But in the Bible, talking about angel, ministry of angel, and many people tap into supernatural. I've seen God using this generation excel many generations before. Basically, let's just like in the book of Acts, when Peter, the angel of the Lord, delivered Peter from jail, from prison, right? And he knocked the door, and one of young lady said, oh, Peter is knocking the door. I heard his voice. No, can't be. And the other lady said, no, he's angels. You see that? We can have angels. Just I believe that they seen Peter's angel quite often, and they thought just his angel is not him. But actually, Peter at this time. So sometimes his angel. So that's another subject. We want to dig deeper. We're going to go deeper because this day, I believe that the ministry is going to be different. The ministry that God is going to do this day and age is going to be different than in all day. Because more effectively, now we have all the help, all the resources. If we don't use it, get what? We miss it, right? We kind of waste, right? Let's see, I have $1 million and I say, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm hungry. I don't know how to withdraw my money. Right, the same thing with the kingdom of God. God has given us everything. I believe through praying, ask God to keep us dream. The dream, the reason we don't dream, because we don't consider all the, we can consider the dream only come by multitude of business. What kind of business we carry right now? Father business. If you consider father business, God will give you dream. If I don't pray with grandma, I'm sure God will not give me that dream. The people I pray for God to give me dream, just like I pray for the couple. They want me to be on board with them, but the Lord already showed me in my dream. I know exactly, but when I come, and they said, if you speak in tongue, if you sign this paper, you can't speak in tongue. That's against the Bible. Forbid not speak in tongue. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. That's another witness. This is our foundation. This is our witness. So I don't go there. I said, I can't be on your board. You are my friend, yes. You are my brother, yes. I can agree and disagree, so I don't choose that route. I don't want to be like certain hand on people. So I don't say it, but in my heart I say it. So I can't in agreement with you in this subject, in this matter, because this is not the way of God. This is a violation in scripture. The Bible said that he who despises the word will be destroyed. We don't want to despise this word. This is our foundation. Now we can expand from this foundation, yes, but not against the foundation. We will not save. We're not saved. I will not go there. Too expensive to pay for that price. I don't want to go there. And they can say all kinds of things. As God approved me, yes. But we want God approved, men approved too. It's not only the sight of God. We need the favor of God. We need the wisdom of God. How we get that? By access into what we have. The dream can be another favor that Another thing I see the how the favor of God work. I don't have much favor with my people, and the Lord showed me recently the reason that I don't have much favor with my people. I have favor with American people everywhere I go, American people, whether white, black, whatever. I have favor in my shop the same way, and I asked the Lord because the Lord started showing me, favor with God is not enough. We need to have favor with men. Jesus grew in favor with God and favor. Samuel grew favor with God and favor with men. So we need to access both. Because men bless you. God use men bless you.
Amen.
God use men bless you. For instance, Hannah. I know like we kind of go everywhere. I don't know. You can handle this too much. I think too much. This morning we have too much. God use men to bless us. Sometimes God directly, yes. We've seen that in the Bible. But most of the time, he used men. And through our scripture, one instant, this is a classic instant. Hannah, right? And come to worship the Lord every year. Yes, she prayed every year. But nothing happened. But this time she come. She poured out, she was praying, as I believe, at the same time, another time. And but this time, the priest, Eli, noticed. Woman, what are you doing? You drunk? She said, I'm not drunk. He saw that her lip was moving, but her word not heard. Her lip was moving, right, Samuel. And Eli turned around. She was saying, I pour my heart before God. I pour on. And Eli turned around. Whatever your petition is granted, go home and grant it. Guess what? She went home pregnant. Important. People we follow important. I believe that God brought me to this place. I was praying for honesty. And I was praying, seeking for the church. And the Lord reminded me honesty. She needs help more than any churches out there in Raleigh somewhere. Because you have to know where you're calling to certain times and season. And I believe God brought me here to deliver whatever the case that you guys, whoever listen to me, I can say this truthfully. I've seen the goodness of God flow out of me. It's not because of me, because of grace that I carry. So when I come here, I'm not come just like share. I want you guys to take seriously. Because I've seen I pray for people, even my customer, I pray for them. They don't have job, yet I can't afford to get my nail done. I only can see you once a while. Some people, they don't have money to pay for their nail. They want to have their nail done. I say, God will give you a better job. I just say, it. God will give you a better job. Amen. They have better job.
Amen.
Over and over. Just recently, she was crying. Was weeping. Not everyone appreciated. It's okay. Because I want them to know that God loved them regardless whether they appreciate unthankful or thankful. And this girl, this lady come, Brother Jed, I was miserable at my old job, but when you pray for me, I apply the job. Now I have better pay. I'm happy with this. My boss, everybody treat me like a queen. I'm like, praise God. She was weeping. She was weeping. Sometimes God used me. So how I do this? I have a dream because I've been praying. I've been praying. I'm about father business. People not come to my shop to get their service, but they come, they need Jesus. Nail is just a portion of Jesus, but the goodness of God leads people change toward God. So I pray that God show me dreams, sometimes give me word for them. This is what God wants us to live, brothers and sisters. But forget about ourselves. If we hold dear to our life, we will lose it. Let lose it. Let it die. And let it fall to the ground, die, and then we will produce much fruit. This is not about. Now, the dream will come when we carry a multitude of business. Not one business, multitude of business. Our Father, how can I do this person? How can I minister this person more effectively? That's business you carry. And you have dream, you have vision. How, what I'm going to do for my children, my kid? I don't want them to be like me. More get could not pay off. God wants us to live debt free. Because when we have free from money, when we're free from money, we don't worry about money. Guess what? You can buy what you want. That's what God wants us to live. The Bible said that we should eat, we should drink, we should all enjoy all the labor of work. How can we enjoy it when we don't have money? He created all things for enjoyment. 1 Timothy chapter 6:17. How we cannot enjoy if there's no money? This is one of the things that God, we can ask God, God show me, speak to me, what idea, what strategy that I can do to think to advance the kingdom of God. What I want to tell God, be real. I tell God the thing that, Lord, I'm tired, I'm working, I'm tired, I'm working 6 days a week, I'm tired. But this time the Lord wants us to stand. And but God bless me some more different way, different thing, so I can be a blessing of the. I don't want to have a lot of money because in the past, but now I want to have a lot of money because money answers all things. Ecclesiastes, I don't like this book. You know, there's some good things. Chapter 10, verse 19. Okay. Money answers all things. 90% you don't have to pray if you have money because money already answers your prayer. Money answers all things that the Bible says, and many people are against money. Now, if you're after money, that's wrong. That's not supposed to be, but after the kingdom of God and his righteousness, after business of God, father business. If we keep our mind and think above the father of business, I tell you, resources will come to us. Come to us. Come to us. I was a poor guy, right? You know, I'm debt free now. I'm debt free. I'm serious. When I come here, I'm serious. I told Ernestine 7 years ago, within 7 years, I will pay off my mortgage. Got it? I'm serious. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not kidding this thing. It's real. It's serious. It's because if God can do for me, he can do everybody. But the thing that we need to be serious about our father business, in order for us to have dream, vision, and the thing, the idea of God, is the thing is why people seek after money. God doesn't want us to seek after money because money is spirit. Behind the money, the spirit control it. But God wants us to have the spirit behind money. I don't know how I'm going to say it this way. In Proverbs 23, verse 4, says, when you're seeking for something, it's not there. He has wings, suddenly fly as eagle, fly away toward heaven. Talking about the riches, while you're seeking for riches. But God wants to seek the kingdom of God. The money, only way we can kill the spirit of mammon. Jesus talking about mammon, the spirit. Because that spirit controls us. Many people controlled by money. But how we get away with controlling of money, the controlling the spirit of mammon, by giving, by participating. No other way. There's no other way. We have to give if we want to get rid of the spirit of greediness. Greedy, spirit of greedy, the spirit of mammon. Greedy is one of the spirit of mammon. Control behind. If we understand that, if the mammon cannot control you, you control money. How you control money? By giving. If you have 10,000 you put in your bank, okay, 10,000 in your saving, withdraw 1,000, you give it away, you feel your heart, how your heart, oh no, Lord, this is too much going out. But after it's free. This year, I want to give, I never had the amount that I gave to the Lord before. Because I want to be free, completely free. And I'm just grateful, God, that, you see, I'm poor 10 years ago. Honestly, no, you know my story. I am today another man because I understand. When we participate, that's the only way poverty cannot get away from us. It grips us, it grinds us. Only way we can be freedom in finance is by giving. Giving. Right place, the right person. Do not unfruitful work of darkness. I talk a little bit. I know I'm out of time. I will say this nonstop. Our country has given too many countries to the poor countries. Guess what? We partake of their unfruitful work of darkness and others. The poor, you can minister to them, not give too much to the poor because they don't value it. They don't value it. That's why Queen Sheba come to Solomon, give abundance to Solomon because she can access his anointing, his blessing. She can access from his blessing. The Lord asked me to partner with Andrew. That's the reason I'm free today. Because Andrew is, he's after God's heart. He's doing the thing for the kingdom. He never worry about himself. You know that, you understand, you know that. We know. So the people you bless, important. People that you listen, important. So the grace that I'm bringing here, the grace of freedom, the liberty that God has given me, whoever listen, they will get freedom the same way. So the same thing with Andrew Womack. So therefore, when you sow, you sow in the work of God. But you give to the poor, it's a portion. Let's say, for practical, let's say you this money, you have 5,000. Let's say you receive 5,000, maybe you give one $200 for the poor or $50, but you give portion maybe like, you know, 500, 1,000. For example, just I don't, you gotta have to do what I say. For example, you give to the kingdom more than you give to the poor, the needy. This is how you're gonna give all the poor. The thing that you want to give to release the grace of God on them, not let the grace of, let the poverty, the badness of them come back to us. We can block that. We can block that. Because the more you give to the poor a lot, you partaker of their unfruitful work of darkness. The Bible said that. So Ephesians chapter 5. So we go back, be mindful of our Father's business. So he will give us, we are not lack money, we lack idea, we lack vision. Where the vision, the provision. So God wants us to increase. I believe next year I'm going to be supernaturally blessed beyond what I am right now. Because I know I can't be poor. Because I'm giving, I will have some other teaching on how we can sustain regardless of economy. And the Lord started showing me something. But I'm going to testify first before I share. I can't share until I leave it. I don't share something I don't leave. I share something I leave. But I see something. Now I can give some ideas so you can participate or you can longing for. But everything I share here, I've been through, I live through. It's in me. But the Lord wants us continuing more about his business. That's how the idea, that how it come. Because if we think about ourselves, it's just like selfishness. God cannot support that. We have to think about the kingdom of God. And now you tap into supernatural. Now you tap into the realm of spirit. Now I'm tapping to the blessing of God. Now your business. God concerned about the soul of his people. Soul to be saved. That's the purpose of salvation. Soul to be saved, to be delivery, and to be free, freedom. That's what his mind. We want to be in his mind. We want to be in his business. That's multitude of business. Dream will come. Amen. I'm Drew. But I will pray for everyone to have dream from today. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I pray that everyone who listen tonight, I have to go sleep, Lord. As you open their heart to receive the word, to receive, so they have heart desire for other people. Not only focus on ourselves, focus of others. Let this mind in you, which was also in Christ, who is a form of God, did not consider himself to be equal with God, but put himself with no reputation, carried the bond of servant, even obedient to point of death. He's not put interest on his own, but interest of others. Let we have this mind, Father. Interest of others. Interest about your kingdom, about your business, Father, about saving soul, about helping other people to know you. We thank you, Lord. I believe your people, your children, tonight they will have dream and vision and prophetic dream for their life, for their loved ones, and how to minister, and the warning and everything, Lord. Give us the interpretation as you give them dream. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.